Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. ChatGPT for Dummies by Pam Baker is an accessible technology guide to OpenAI ChatGPT and the broader world of generative AI. Written for the For Dummies series, it explains the tool in practical terms rather than as a programming manual or academic treatment. Baker, a technology journalist and author who has covered artificial intelligence for many years, focuses on what everyday users need to know how ChatGPT produces human-like responses. Why prompts matter, where the system is useful, and where its output must be questioned. The second edition, identified by ISBN 13194031 and 4035, reflects the fast-moving state of AI tools by addressing newer models, media generation options, workplace applications, and responsible use. Its purpose is not to portray ChatGPT as a substitute for judgment, research, or expertise. Instead, it presents ChatGPT as a flexible assistant whose value depends on clear instructions, verification, ethical boundaries, and realistic expectations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how ChatGPT fits within generative AI rather than ordinary search. A central topic in ChatGPT for Dummies is the distinction between generative AI and more familiar digital tools such as search engines, databases, and word processors. The book explains ChatGPT as a system designed to produce human-like language based on patterns in data and user instructions, not as a source that directly guarantees truth. This distinction matters because many first-time users treat ChatGPT as if it simply retrieves verified answers. Baker emphasizes that its strength is generating coherent responses, drafts, explanations, and variations, while its weakness is that coherence can make uncertain or incorrect material appear reliable. By placing ChatGPT in the larger category of generative AI, the book gives readers a practical mental model for using it. Users learn that the system responds to context, phrasing, constraints, and follow-up questions. That understanding helps prevent two common mistakes: expecting technical perfection from every output, or dismissing the tool because it sometimes fails. The value of this section is that it frames ChatGPT as a probabilistic assistant whose usefulness depends on informed human direction. Secondly, prompt writing as the main user skill for better outputs. The book gives significant attention to prompt writing because the quality of ChatGPT output is strongly shaped by the quality of the request. Rather than presenting prompting as a mysterious technical craft, Baker treats it as a practical communication skill. Effective prompts provide context, define the task, specify the audience, set limits, and ask for a desired format. This is important because vague questions often produce broad, generic, or misaligned answers. A user who asks for a summary, for example, will get better results by identifying the source type, intended reader, length, tone, and points to emphasize. The book also supports iterative prompting, where the first answer becomes a starting point for refinement. Users can ask ChatGPT to revise, compare, simplify, expand, reorganize, or critique its own response. This approach reflects real use more accurately than one-shot prompting. The topic is practical because it shifts attention from the novelty of AI to the discipline of asking precise questions. In that sense, the book teaches readers that effective use is not passive automation. It is a guided process in which human intention remains central. Thirdly, using ChatGPT for writing, research support, review, and media tasks. ChatGPT for Dummies presents ChatGPT as a general-purpose productivity tool rather than a tool limited to casual conversation. Baker discusses ways it can assist with drafting text, brainstorming ideas, outlining projects, summarizing material, reworking messages, and reviewing content for clarity or structure. The book also reflects the broader direction of the platform by addressing text and media generation, including newer options that connect ChatGPT with sound or image-related tasks. The practical reasoning behind these examples is that many users do not need AI to complete an entire project independently. They need help getting started, comparing alternatives, reducing friction, or seeing a problem from another angle. ChatGPT can be useful as a research assistant, but the book treats that role carefully. It can help form questions, organize possible lines of inquiry, and explain unfamiliar concepts, yet it should not replace source evaluation. As a content reviewer, it can identify ambiguity, suggest revisions, and adapt tone for different audiences. This topic demonstrates one of the book's main strengths. It shows practical applications while keeping the human user responsible for final quality. Fourthly, fact-checking AI output to manage hallucinations and false confidence. A major practical concern in the book is the need to fact-check ChatGPT output. Baker addresses the problem commonly described as hallucination, where an AI system produces information that sounds plausible but is inaccurate, unsupported, outdated, or invented. This topic is essential because ChatGPT often writes in a fluent and confident style, which can obscure uncertainty. the book encourages readers to separate usefulness from reliability. An answer may be well-structured and still require verification before it is used in a report, lesson, business document, or public communication. The guidance is especially relevant for tasks involving facts, statistics, legal or medical information, technical claims, citations, and current events. Users should compare important claims with trusted sources, look for missing context, and avoid accepting generated references without checking them. The book also implicitly teaches a broader information literacy lesson: AI output should be treated as a draft or lead, not as proof. This limitation does not make ChatGPT useless. It defines the conditions under which the tool can be used responsibly. Verification turns AI from a risky shortcut into a more dependable assistant. Lastly, ethical and professional boundaries for AI-generated content. The book does not treat ChatGPT only as a convenience tool. It also addresses ethical questions that arise when AI-generated content enters classrooms, workplaces, publishing, marketing, and personal projects. These questions include when to disclose AI assistance, how to avoid presenting generated work as wholly original human work, and why users should be cautious with private or sensitive information. Baker's approach is practical rather than theoretical. Responsible use depends on context, purpose, and accountability. A casual brainstorming session carries different obligations than submitting academic work, preparing client materials, or generating public advice. The book also points readers toward the need to consider bias, accuracy, ownership, and the effect of automation on trust. This matters because ChatGPT can make production faster, but speed can amplify poor judgment if users ignore consequences. Ethical use is therefore connected to prompt design and verification. Clear instructions, careful review, and transparent practices help keep the tool within appropriate boundaries. By including ethics alongside operational guidance, the book avoids presenting AI adoption as merely a technical upgrade. It frames ChatGPT as a powerful tool that requires judgment, restraint, and responsibility. In conclusion, ChatGPT for Dummies is best suited to readers who want a clear, practical entry point into using ChatGPT without needing a technical background. It will benefit professionals who want to incorporate AI into writing, planning, research support, and review tasks, as well as students, educators, freelancers, and general readers who need to understand what the tool can and cannot do. Its practical value lies in teaching users how to ask better questions, refine outputs, verify claims, and apply AI assistance without surrendering judgment. Its intellectual value is that it explains generative AI in a way that helps readers understand why ChatGPT behaves as it does, including both its impressive fluency and its reliability problems. Compared with many books in the AI guide category, it stands out because it combines the accessible for dummies format with attention to real use cases, prompt practices, hallucination risk, and ethical boundaries. It is not primarily a developer book or a deep technical manual. Its differentiation is practical orientation. It helps ordinary users become more competent, skeptical, and deliberate. For readers seeking a balanced guide that avoids both hype and excessive technical detail, it occupies a useful middle ground. If you would like to support Pam Baker, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.